You think there's a lot of Cubs
fans? Yes, I think there's a lot of Cubs fans.
Do they hide? They must hide a little bit.
I think they might tone it down a little bit. Okay. But my buddy Mucci, he's a Southside Cubs
fan. See, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mucci's been a Southside Cubs fan for years. That's just, you know.
Do we know how Mucci got his name? Or is Mucci his given name on his certificate?
Exactly. He was baptized. I now baptize the Mucci.
Yeah. I got a feeling there's more than one Mucci in Canaryville.
No, there's only one. Hey, listen, if you're going to be blasphemous, don't start with me, my fellow comedic friend over here.
I'll come down to St. Gabriel, do a couple two-tree prayers.
That's how we count to three, too. That's one, couple, two-tree. Okay. that Mucci got his name from the Disney movie Little League Mucci many, many, many years ago.
Little League Mucci from what Disney film?
That was the name of the Disney film, Little League Mucci, from what I understand.
Is it a baseball movie? You're just making things up now.
That's why I'm
here. The Irish saw canaries and they came
number again.
Yeah,
find out.
312-981-7200.
Can't tell if that was a Mucci.
No.
Thanks, Patty. Ken, I'm just going to be making things up for the rest of the remainder of my...
I believe Craig has done some fact checking.
This is a real movie. Mucci of the Little League, A Diamond is a Boy's Best Friend.
Aw.
Now, Mucci comes out of his house one day, and Tommy Casey from my old neighborhood saw him and said, "Hey, I was just watching this movie, and you look just like Little League Mucci. Hey, Mucci," and it stuck.
Wow. How old was he?
27 years old.
I was going to say.
This just happened the other year. Yeah. He's like 58.
I'm curious, how old did it be for a nickname to stick, and that's the only way people know you?
Well, it depends. Now, for him, I'm going to guess 5 or 6 years old is when he got the nickname. Could be earlier
Mucci.
Than that.
Okay.
Yeah, Little League Mucci. Yeah.
I had the unfortunate experience. I look like Dede Khan, and the movie Grease had come out when I was a kid.
Okay.
And so everybody called me Frenchie. So that's not something you want when you're a little kid. That's not a good name for a...
Frenchie's not good?
Frenchie, because then you get a little bit older and people start talking about French kissing and all that kind of stuff. And I didn't even understand that because I was very naive.
See, being the maniac single guy that I am, I love that nickname.
Okay, let's hold for that after the news. We'll get into all that. More after this on 720 WGN. We're hanging out with Ken Garr, Kevin Naughton, and it's pretty late. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I'm joined by comedians Ken Garr and Kevin Naughton. Yeah. Ken, you have a show coming up for Michael Kendo. Is that this weekend? Oh, you have the holiday ball.
Yeah, it's the holiday giggle. It's on December 9th.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And do you all get to pick a charity, or is it one big charity?
No, there's like 9 comics and 9 charities, so every one of us represents a different charity.
And who are you representing?
I am representing the... Brighton Kelly Little League Baseball.
Hey!
Yeah.
Excellent.
So,
That's an incredible event. Every year, Michael Kendo has a slew of comics, very talented comedians, and they get to, again, do a fundraiser. And what day is that, on the 9th?
That is on December 9th, yep.
December 9th.
At Joe's on Weed Street.
I can't stop by. Sometimes I try to stop by, but I can't this year, because I'll be out of town. But that'll be very fun. It's a great show. I'm guessing you have Gwen LaRocca on the show, and I'll try to see if I can get everybody else, a couple of other people that are going to, Joey Villagomez?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
cool.
This is the nice crew there.
So it's Joe's on Weed Street, and you can go to
MikeyOComedy.com for tickets.
Excellent.
Yep.
And you're in Lansing, too, this week.
Yeah.
They can hear us in Michigan.
Up in Lansing, Michigan. I'm at Trippers Comedy Club.
Trippers Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I wish you the best of weather, because I think all three of us know how it can be when the seasons change and the winter is the worst. Just like, you look at the calendar and you go, why did I pick the Upper Peninsula in January? Was that really a great idea?
Really? I'm going up to Petoskey, 6.5 hours.
Did you ever do Negaunee?
Oh, yeah.
For Roz, right? For Turner.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I've been up there. That's right. That's right.
Negaunee
near Marquette.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you would do the Oneida Casino on the way back the next night.
I have done that, yeah. And I vaguely remember both of them.
Well, both of you are Southsiders. We were talking about Ken is from Ashburn.
And
Kevin is from Canaryville. Rob wanted to talk a little bit about Kevin's neighborhood. Hey, Rob.
Hey, I grew up in Wrightwood.
Okay.
In Gallimore. But my parents were from Canaryville, and the nicknames were absolutely out of bounds.
Oh, they had friends with a lot of nicknames too. What kind of nicknames do you remember?
Yeah. My dad was Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
His brother was Jingles. I have an Aunt Tootie.
Okay.
Aunt Nooksie.
Okay.
And their friends were Lousy Larry and I can't eat tomatoes, wobbles.
What is it about Canaryville that lends itself to nicknames like this, Kevin?
I don't know. I think, you know, I can't speak for everybody. All I know is it's something about hanging around with a bunch of people like this, and we're so close-knit, and we grew up, we're cut from the same cloth, and for some reason, you know, a guy's got an overbite, and his name's Donald. We nicknamed him Donald Duck.
Donald Duck, okay.
Donald Duck. And Duck gave me my nickname.
My dad was Ollie because he looked like Ollie from Laurel and Hardy.
From Laurel, that's what I thought when you said that.
Robert, was your family Irish?
Yes.
Yeah, so apparently, like, only one Italian family was allowed, and Caponera is Irish and Mexican. I mean, Irish and Italian.
No, there was tons. No.
There were tons.
They mixed in, but, you know.
But mostly Irish.
As long as you were Catholic, it worked out okay.
It kind of did. Then, you know, he was bringing up all these people. Like, I got my one brother, Brian, his nickname is Noodles, and my other brother, Jimmy, is Knuckles. My sister, Carol, is Cha-Cha. You know,
oh, poor Cha-Cha.
Yeah, well, you know, the whole family's involved here.
Kevin, what's your nickname?
Doc.
Doc.
Like doctor.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's just, I got
that. You must have been a hell of a dancer.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was doing. I was dancing when...
sister.
No, Cha-Cha.
Oh, you mean Cha-Cha. Okay. I thought for some reason it was coming at me. You see this, I'm so prepared in my mind for the worst.
Everyone remembers Slugs.
Slugs?
Slugs.
Who slugs?
Slugs. Okay, I'm gonna tell you about a guy. There was a guy.
All right, Rob. You know, Rob
thank you for calling,
Rob. You started him up.
There was a guy in my neighborhood who was a Marine, and he was out of the service, but he scared everybody. He would walk into Kelly's Tavern, and everybody would turn around and see Slugs coming in, and everybody was like, "Oh man." And you knew at some point he was going to cause a problem.
Oh, boy.
There was going to be fighting. There was going to be racial slurs. Everything you could possibly imagine. This man could not go anywhere without getting into some sort of a mix. He had that turbulent personality where
he just couldn't let anything go.
Yeah, so his nickname was Slugs.
Slugs.
Yeah, first time I met him, I was 14 years old. I'm walking down the alley. Now, I'm a skinny guy, and I'm at the age I am now. Imagine how skinny I was when I was 14, and I didn't even know this guy. And he gets out of his car, and he's got these Popeye arms. And I walk by him. I says, "How you doing, sir?" As I'm walking by, and he looks at me, and he goes, "Ah, how are you with the Dukes?" And that was Slugs Devers. And luckily, he didn't hit me or nothing.
Yeah, you know? Thankfully.
And this fellow who called in, this guy who just called in, Rob, yeah, there are families of nicknames. Like
yeah,
this one
apparently.
This one family was Filthy Phil, Junkyard Jim. They had five kids. Filthy Phil, Junkyard Jim, Mildew Mary, Cockroach Kathy.
Poor Mary.
And then finally, Mary. Bacteria Bill.
You know? Oh, God. There weren't any nicknames in your neighborhood, Ken, were there? Do you remember
No, anybody? Everything ended in, like, Y. There was Mikey, Joey, Kenny, Barry. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Their neighbor was like that too. Jimmy, Johnny, Susie, Patty. Yeah.